Now, I've spoken of the representative as being entrusted with the power of the group to which he belongs. I've spoken of authority as the power which one exercises by virtue of one's office or position. So the question of power comes in. What do we mean by power? Once again, there's an ambiguity. First of all, in the broadest sense, power means ability, physical, mental, or moral, to act. Secondly, it means the possession of sway or controlling influence over others. And thirdly, it means force or energy applied or applicable to work. And in the present context, the context of this lecture, this consideration of authority in the individual in the new society, we're concerned with the second of these meanings. In the present context, that is to say, power means capacity to exert force, capacity to coerce, whether directly or indirectly, whether physically or psychologically. Spiritual coercion, of course, being a contradiction in terms. Therefore, we see that there are these three things that hang together. That is to say, representing, authority, and power. They hang together. In fact, we can say that power is the factor which the other two, that is to say, representing and authority, have in common. It's power that makes them what they are. Power that enables them to be what they are. Therefore, since representing and authority have no place in the spiritual community, power has no place in the spiritual community either. That is to say, power in the sense of capacity to coerce. No place in the spiritual community. I'm not saying, please don't jump to this conclusion, I'm not saying that power is necessarily a bad thing. It has its place, but its place is in the group, not in the spiritual community. Power is in fact necessary to the group. The group as such is based on power, cannot exist without power. Hence the saying, politics is about power. In other words, it's about who possesses the capacity to coerce, or who coerces whom. The spiritual community, on the other hand, cannot exist with power. As soon as one exercises power, that is to say, as soon as one coerces, one ceases to treat others as individuals, that is to say, true individuals. And as soon as one ceases to treat others as individuals, as true individuals, the spiritual community ceases to exist. The group consists of group members. They relate to one another in terms of power. Power is the principle that governs their relationships. But the spiritual community consists of individuals. What, therefore, do they relate to one another in terms of? What is the principle that governs their relationships? What is the principle that governs the spiritual community? The principle of which, in a way, the spiritual community itself is the embodiment. Well, we'll return to that question shortly.